Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Darielle. How can I help you?
Hi, Ariel. I see a charge on my card for $67, and I don't know what that charge is. I had purchased a jumpsuit, and that charge was taken out for $47, and then your organization took out a shipping cost of like $2 or something like that. But now I have a $67.32 charge on my card, and I do not know what that's for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One second while I get my system loaded.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, because when
okay,
I called my bank, they said that it was a cost they saw on there, and then it was going to be reversed. And I was like, okay. And then I checked it again, and it was processing for like 2 days. And then now I see $67.32 is still on there that went through.
Okay.
And just let me know what you need from me.
Your zip code?
It is 34761.
34761. Your first name? Can you spell it?
Yes, Carla, C-A-R-L-A. And last name is McKinney, McKinney.
Thank you for that information. May you verify your address?
2757 Cabernet Circle, Ocoee, Florida, 34761.
Thank you. One moment, it's still loading.
Okay. And Miss, I don't even know what dynamic lead is or leading. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I have your account now loaded. So I see that you have ordered a drone for $9.97 on December 20th, 2022. It was declined by your bank. And then I see that they said it was shipped out on the 21st of 2022 of December. And I see that the $67.32 was declined on the 26th of December, but then they charged again on the 27th of December for $67.32, and it was approved. So what happened was when you ordered online for the drone, for the $9.97, you've been interest out of sweepstakes, not just because you ordered online, but because when ordering online, if you don't read the terms and conditions of that company that you're buying from, you will get inside of their subscription if you do not cancel that subscription within 24 hours to 7 days of ordering. So when you order online and put your information in, you automatically get enrolled. It's up to you to cancel within those 24 hours or 7 days processing that payment, or they're going to enroll you inside a subscription and charge you monthly until you cancel.
So I have a question. So when I did that entrance, it was through something through Walgreens. And then it was like, and when I did it through Walgreens, it was like, oh, this is what you get, and the only thing that you're paying for is a subscription cost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Let me take that back. It didn't say a subscription cost. It said you're getting this award or this prize through Walgreens because it was a survey that I completed from Walgreens. And then it said the only thing that you're paying is shipping costs. I'm sorry, I said subscription costs. The only thing that you're paying is shipping costs for $9.97. So when I entered that, that's what I was paying for as far as like the shipping costs. I thought it was a drone that I had won through completing the survey and not a subscription. So you're saying that now I'm enrolled in some type of subscription that I need to cancel on my own? Or is this a one-time charge for $67? Just trying to understand.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, so with that, I understand what you meant when you said subscription and it's saying paying shipping and handling. Okay, so I know that you, when you went on there, you was just paying, you thought you were just paying for shipping and handling. And you said it was
correct.
By Walgreens?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So, yeah, so we're a third party that handles all of the online companies. We represent, you know, Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Amazon, Costco, you know, you name it. So the thing is, did they say that you have won like so many points? Because I had people calling saying that they had got so many points within Walgreens and CVS, and they were saying just to do the survey and you'll get whatever gift. Was it something like that?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was, the latter. It said, go ahead and just do the survey. And then, no, I'm sorry. I completed the survey, and I didn't even know that. I was like, okay, you know what? I go to Walgreens. Let me just go ahead and answer the questions. And then I think it was like 8 or 9 questions, Miss. And then as soon as I finished it, it was like, oh, thank you for completing the survey. And it asked how frequently you went to Walgreens and everything else. And it had the Walgreens logo, because I was like, let me make sure that this isn't a scam. So I did all of that, not even thinking I was going to win some. Then I was like, okay, I'm just a loyal Walgreens shopper. I'll just complete this for them. And then after I finished it, it said you win the following. And then it was like some earbuds, it was a drone, and it was some other stuff. And it was like the only cost you'll pay is for shipping. And I was like, you know what? And normally I'll blow it off, and I'm like, oh, I don't want this. But I remember my husband saying, oh, you know, I really want a drone. And I was like, you know what? We can just see what this $9 drone is or whatever, and then that way we can go ahead and just get a real one. So when I did it, it didn't say, oh, okay, you're signing up for a subscription or anything else. It just said you're only paying for shipping.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is extremely misleading.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so it's not a...
I just want to make sure that, because if all of a sudden I got charged for the $67, you know what? Reading is fundamental. I should have read. If I lost it, it's fine. I paid $67 for a drone. I just want to make sure that there's nothing on my account that's saying that they're going to do this every month. You see what I'm saying? If all of a sudden this was a one and done, I'll just take my losses, because I should have read more carefully. But if you can just confirm that they're not going to bill my account $67 every month.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So they are going to bill every month, but the thing is I canceled it, so they can't. It's not a scam. It's them. It's that actual company. But, you know, they're doing whatever they want to do. It's just the trick people, basically. So what I did was I canceled it, so you will not be getting another charge on here. And
yes, ma'am.
I can give you your confirmation number. That shows that your subscription is completely done. So you will still get that drone. The only thing is you will not be getting charged anymore.
That's perfect, because the drone already arrived. So that's like the
drone.
It's already got it. He's playing with it. So it's just like, okay, that's done.
Okay. Well, like I tell people, it's safe to shop online, but it's just the companies, you know, they terms and conditions. Don't nobody really pay attention to it. Plus, it's in small letters, so you're really not going to. You just gonna be focused on something you went in or something you want to shop for, and that's the trick. So I apologize for that.
Okay. And no, but, and give me that confirmation number. Thank you. But I'm like, and thank you for canceling it. Yes. And like you said, it's a company that, so your company that you represent, Miss, is Dynamic Leading.
Yes.
And they're a third party that works with those retailers, Walgreens or whoever. And then all of a sudden, whatever that subscription is, they'll just bill you reoccurringly without you knowing if you didn't go in and cancel it.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. What's that confirmation number?
Okay. It's C as in Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
2635-53176. Again, that's C as in Charlie. 2635 53176.
Okay. And then if all of a sudden I see that I got billed again, if I wouldn't have called you, would they have continued to just keep billing like $67, or would it have been like $9.95, or what would it have been?
Mm-mm. They would have continued to bill you $67.32. You got some that get billed every month for like $114.
Are you serious?
Yes, they will. You got some that got billed for like 6 months straight. They will bill you for however long until you call to cancel.
Wow, so that drone or whatever that I thought was free shipping for $9.99 would have been...
You might as well like just pay for the real thing. Or,
Exactly. Wow. Cause that's ridiculous. So that could have been, and I'm just doing easy math, 60 times 6 was like $360 or something like that that they just would have kept billing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, is there a number that I need to call, or would I just keep this number on hand if all of a sudden I see that I get charged again, or
yes,
I think
yes.
It'd be good to go?
Keep this number on hand if you do get charged again. I did put it in for them to not charge you, but if in case they do, just keep this number on hand, and we will go through our system to get it canceled, and then the thing that we'll tell you is to go to your bank to get it disputed so that that charge will not go through, and we are canceled on our end, just for you to be on the safe side.
Okay, and I think I'm going to do what you said, because I'm jotting this number down, but I think I'm going to go ahead and call my bank too, just to let them know if all of a sudden they do see that 6734 or whatever starts reoccurring charging or whatever, to just dispute it.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Of something authorizing. Okay, perfect. And your name again was?
Darielle.
Darielle, you've been a lot of help, Darielle. Thank you.
No problem. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking to you too, Darielle, and you have a happy new year. And thanks again for letting me know. And if I see something like that, I will continue not to do it. That one time I learned. So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. I hope you have a great new year also.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.